Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL.
A professor of English and comparative literature, Jordan Jack used the transition to remote learning in the spring semester as an opportunity for her students to apply what they were learning in her writing class. As part of their final project, some students kept journals about their experiences during the COVID-19 global health pandemic. As UNC turned to online classes due to the pandemic, Dr. Jack gave her students the option of expressing their feelings about the suspended spring semester.
Just before spring break, our class had been looking at Civil War diaries and other materials written by women around the Civil War era. So it was fortuitous that we had already been looking at diaries and journals and thinking about them. And I came across some articles about journals and diaries as a useful historical record of what we're going through now. And so I decided to change course and make that one of the options for the final project for the class. I thought it would be especially useful for people to write about their thoughts and feelings as they're living through this moment. So I gave them two choices. One was to keep a diary, I think they stipulated, for at least 6 days, noting what they experienced that day, what they noticed in the news, what their life was like that day, and then write a narrative-style diary entry. And then I asked them to include images with it. So it was also kind of a visual diary, and they took photos, or sometimes we used photos that they came across online and added them to kind of contextualize what was happening. And then the other choice, since it was a history of writing class, was to create a digital exhibit where they would take some aspect of something we had studied in class and do more research and present it similarly in a visual way. It was a switch from what we had planned, but I think it worked out really well. It was about 50-50. Some of the students chose to do something else, and we had a series of weekly activities where we talked about our plans for the project and how they were going. And some people said that they just felt it was too close, that they couldn't get distance, or that they weren't sure how they felt yet. And they would rather just have some time not to be thinking about it. So I was glad that I gave them the choice. But then about 50% chose to do the diary, and they seemed to really enjoy it and find it useful as a way of processing their feelings and just recording what was going on during their experience.
Dr. Jack was taken with the personal experiences of students whose lives had changed dramatically during the pandemic.
A lot of them kind of developed a theme over time, almost organically. And so read together, they address a bunch of different aspects of the pandemic. So there were some students who were traveling abroad in some cases who were going through airports or seeing how people were reacting in different countries, returning to the United States, for instance, and seeing all of a sudden coming back, everyone was wearing masks and the airports were configured differently and everyone was wiping down their seats in the airplane. So that kind of travel theme comes up a lot. Relationships come up a lot. So there were a couple of students who wrote about what it was like being a college student who was used to living apart from their family, going back to their childhood home and renegotiating what it was like. So what does it mean to be a good daughter when you're trying to study and get all of your schoolwork done, but also take care of a family member, for instance? Or there was one student who ended up writing about his younger sister a lot and how their relationship was evolving now that they were back in the same home. And then I guess a third theme was I had a couple of seniors in the class, and for them especially, it was challenging to find out that their senior year was cut off. One student was looking for jobs, and she wrote about what it was like to do interviews now. At first, they were face-to-face, but really awkward because you couldn't shake hands. And then she moved into doing online interviews for jobs. And then I had a student athlete who found out that his season was canceled. It was a track and field athlete, and he was planning to have one last chance to be in a championship meet. And so he wrote a lot about what student athletes were doing on campus and how they were coping with that loss. And there's a really touching moment where he went to the track one day, and he's a javelin thrower. So he just threw javelin after javelin because he knew it would be his last time to have that chance to practice at UNC. So things like that were really emotional to read.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.